Play 1. The Old Green Vegetables. Written by Neil Arnett. Directed by James Steventon. Proudly brought to you by Bamalan Productions, bringing new talent to your ears.
Evening, Burgess.
I do wish you wouldn't do that, Jack.
What's that?
Colby Burgess. Or Philby. Or whichever other name you can think of.
Oh, come on, Norman. It's just a bit of fun.
I know, but people have long memories about that sort of thing. I don't want anyone getting the wrong idea.
About what? God, it must have been 40, 50 years ago.
It's over 60 now. But people still remember their names. Philby, McLean, Blunt and Burgess.
That's it. All from Cambridge, weren't they?
Yes. Look, I'd rather not talk about it if you don't mind. And please stop calling me by their names. I don't like it.
Okay. There was no harm meant. Sorry. You okay? You seem miles away.
Oh, it's just... Never mind.
Go on. What?
No, you'll just take the mickey.
No, I won't. Now, what's up?
It's this. In the paper. Look. Just there in the classifieds.
So what am I looking at?
It's there, can't you see?
Radiator for sale, £10. What?
No, not that one. The next one down.
Wanted. Old green vegetables. Top prices paid. Called Greens of Mayfair.
Don't you see?
Not really.
Oh, you wouldn't understand.
I reckon you're right there. Look, Norman, is this another one of your conspiracy theories? You know, like the last time.
Look at it. Carefully. Read it again.
So?
Isn't it obvious?
Well...
It started, Jack. They're coming for us. Just like I knew they would.
Oh, bloody hell, Norman. You've been watching too many James Bond films again.
I haven't. Anyway, this is real.
What is real?
I can't tell you.
Jesus Christ.
I can't tell. It's, you know, it's a secret.
Bloody hell, Norman. A secret? I give up.
No, a proper secret. An official secret. Under the terms of the Act. I can't tell you.
Norman, you're pulling my leg, right? You're a retired plumber. Plumbers don't sign the Official Secrets Act.
I was a heating engineer, not a plumber. There's a difference. Anyway, I wasn't always a plumber. I mean, heating engineer.
What? So you really were a spy then? The name's Dawson, Norman Dawson. Make mine a pint of Bishop's finger. Shaken, not stirred.
Pack it in, Jack. It wasn't like that.
Go on, then. Tell me more.
I can't. Really. But yes, I was in espionage in the late 60s.
Bloody hell, Norman. You dark horse. Go on, then. Tell me more.
Well, I didn't exactly get as far as the Iron Curtain. I was invalided out.
No. Why? Shot by a German sympathiser? Poisoned by the tip of a Soviet umbrella?
Gout.
Gout?
Yeah, I've never known pain like it. Awful. Still get it, especially in cold weather. It's been giving me jip today, as a matter of fact.
Right. So what? You did the training?
I was at Cambridge. And then one night in the local pub, this chap just came up to me. Asked me what I thought of the Soviet threat. Just like that. This would be May 67. And he just passed me a piece of paper with a telephone number on it. A London number. And just two words. Green vegetables.
Go on.
Well, the next day I rang this number. and a woman's voice at the other end just said, "What is the code?" And I said, "Green vegetables." And that was it. I was in. They told me they'd pick me up the next day, and sure enough, they did. I had no idea where we were going, but we ended up at this abandoned airfield somewhere north of London. 6 months later, I was introduced to my handler and then told to return to normal life and wait for a message.
I don't believe this.
Oh, it's all true enough. Then Dad was taken ill, so I went home to help look after him. He had his own plumbing business, and I'd always been quite practical. So I just took it over and kept it going.
So did you ever get the message?
Yeah. February 1970. They said we had to read the classifieds every day. It would be in there. One morning, there it was. An advert for green vegetables. We went to this hotel in Piccadilly. There were six of us, all assigned a code name. There was Samphire, Broccoli, Runner, Iceberg, and Sugar Snap. I was... Well, never mind.
No, go on.
No, it doesn't.
Norman!
I was Cabbage.
You don't say.
You don't get to choose your code names on a secret mission, Jack. Anyway, one morning I got up. I could barely walk. My toe was in agony. The doctor told me not to walk on it for 7 days. That was it. I was sent back home and never got the call again.
Bloody hell, Norman. That's incredible. All that guff you spout about your crazy conspiracy theories. But I mean, this, it's unbelievable.
Drink up. We've got to go.
Go? I've only just... Where are we going?
Mayfair. But I need to call in my flat first. Come on.
Norman, it's the middle of the night. What are you doing? You can't just break in. What if it's alarmed or something?
It isn't. I've checked. That's a dummy box. The light flashes, but that's all.
It's not the only thing around here where the lights are on. Norman, what the hell are you doing? What are we looking for? I mean, okay, so you were right. This doesn't look much like a fruit and veg shop, but...
Keep your voice down, Jack. I don't think there's anyone here, but you just never know. If anyone comes out, just pretend we're homeless, looking for somewhere to sleep.
Right. OK. Homeless.
That's it. That's the plan. Unless they've got a gun.
A gun? Jesus!
Be quiet! Yeah. If they've got a gun, just put your hands up and kneel on the floor straight away. Don't try and tackle them.
Tackle them? I'm 66 years old with a double hernia. I couldn't tackle a chicken Madras these days. Anyway, what do you mean, a bloody gun?
Look, Jack, this is serious. Back then, in the hotel, we were called into a meeting. There were loads of bigwigs in there, army, politicians, you know?
OK, so what was it about then? I mean, what was so big that you're like this nearly 50 years later?
Not a word to anyone. Promise?
OK.
Right. There was another student at Cambridge around that time, a couple of years younger than me. High profile, very high profile. He's always been, let's say, a little controversial.
Who?
Think about it. He's always had slightly different viewpoints to most of his family. About the environment and architecture.
You mean Prince...
That's it. Well, Back then, apparently, he had quite radical views. He was set on a course of action that most would think would be unconstitutional. It had to be stopped. And nobody could ever know, of course. MI5 were involved, obviously. And our group was to get close to him. Report back on his plans.
But what was he? Look, it doesn't matter. What are we doing? Now? Here?
It came to me earlier, in the pub. It was called Operation Allotment. We were called the Greens. There were six of us. Gerald Green was our managing officer. He was in that meeting. He's flushing us out, trying to find us.
Right. So you think that advert referred to you? To the six of you?
Not six. Not anymore. Did you read about Fraser Downes, the journalist?
Well, of course I did. He died last week in the underground. Fell under a train at Holborn. It was all over the news.
That's him. Well, he'd been working on a new unofficial biography of, well, a certain well-known royal. You know, the one from back then. Anyway, Fraser Downes was one of us. One of the six. One of the vegetables. He was broccoli.
So you think he was killed? Deliberately?
Murder, Jack. That's the word. He didn't just fall under the train, he was pushed. No doubt. It was a standard disposal method. We covered it in training. Page 8 of the manual. You know I never use the underground to this day. That's why.
But that's just guesswork on your part. It's another of your conspiracy theories, isn't it?
No, Jack. 2 weeks ago, I received a package. A memory stick. With just one document on it. It was the manuscript of this new book, The Royal Biography. I've read some of it. It's pretty explosive stuff, even now. If it ever got out. Fraser Downes sent a copy to the other five of us. For his safety, I suppose. But it didn't work. And now he's dead, and I have no doubt at all that... Shh! What's that?
Listen. Shh! It's down there.
Torch. Turn your torch off. And for God's sake, be quiet. There's someone there.
On your own today? Where's your sparring partner?
Norman? Oh, sorry. Haven't you heard?
Is he all right?
Well, the other night, he dragged me off to his flat. Honestly, love, I've never seen anything like it. It was stacked floor to ceiling with books, papers, you name it. There was radios, listening devices, computers. God knows what. Anyway, he starts telling me this story, that somebody's out to get him. Then he suddenly gets up and says, we're going out. I went with him. God knows what was going on in his mind.
Where was he going?
Well, we ended up in Mayfair, outside this run-down shop. The next thing I know, he's broken in, and he's ransacking the place, looking for something. Then, we heard a noise. He went very quiet. Then, suddenly, bang! Gunshots, two of them.
Bloody hell, love. What happened? Is he all right?
I didn't know what was going on. But the noise had stopped. And Norman was absolutely still. Silent.
Then what?
I didn't dare speak or move. Then I just heard a noise. It was Norman. He gave this soft moan. Like that.
Was he shot? Was he all right?
Oh, he was all right, stupid bugger. But the cat wasn't. Not with two bullet holes in it.
He shot a cat?
Oh, yeah. Real dead-eye, our Norman.
So what happened next?
Well, the police were there in minutes. Two vans of them, all in body armour and carrying submachine guns. We just managed to get out in time. Through a window at the back. I just threw the gun down a drain poor Norman, well, he just didn't say a word. He was a quivering wreck.
So where is he now?
Well, I took him back to his flat and I told him to lock himself in, go to bed and get some sleep. He was mortified, bless him. I think he just got so worked up. He reckoned he'd been seeing secret messages in his newspaper. And he got himself into a right state.
Oh, bless him. Silly old fool. What's he like? Here, Jack. There's someone to see you.
Hello.
Can I just confirm you are Jack Sharp?
Yes.
I'm afraid to have to pass on some bad news, Mr. Sharp. It's your friend, Norman Dawson. I'm afraid he's been in an accident.
Oh, God. Is he all right?
No, I'm afraid not. He passed away.
Bloody hell. What happened? Are you the police?
No, I just happened to be there. He had a fall. A trip, really. On the Midland Road, just outside the British Library. I'm afraid he fell into the road. He was hit by a taxi.
Jesus!
I was walking right behind him. He just stumbled. He was still alive when I got to him, but in a very bad way. He mumbled something. I couldn't tell what it was at first. But then I heard it. He was saying your name. Jack. 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 I cradled his head, but he slipped away before the ambulance could get there.
Hell. God. How did you know it was me, though? I mean, just Jack.
The police arrived and obviously spoke to me. I told them what he'd been saying. They found a photograph in his wallet. The two of you outside this pub.
Yeah, but that was a couple of years ago. We went on a bus trip to the races.
Well, on the back, it said your name. So I just put two and two together. I thought I'd try and find you here at the pub. There aren't too many pubs called the Badger's Crook. I would imagine the police will be in touch with you shortly. Once the next of kin have been informed.
There is no next of kin. He never married. No brothers or sisters either.
Oh, that's sad. Well, at least he had you.
And he just stumbled, you say?
That's it, yes. Just a tragic accident.
Did he say anything before he passed away?
No. Oh, wait on. He mumbled something about a manuscript. I think he said, ask Jack about the manuscript.
The manuscript?
Yes, that was it. The manuscript. It seemed such a strange thing to say in the circumstances. Did you know what he meant?
No, I've got no idea. I never heard him mention a manuscript before.
Oh, it's just... I wonder if he had maybe had a manuscript he wanted you to read. Or maybe if you had a manuscript that he had given you.
No, definitely not.
Oh, I see. Well, never mind. Anyway, I'd better be off. I just wanted to let you know, in person... You know.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, this is a lovely pub. I might visit here more often. Just to keep in touch, as it were.
Sorry. I didn't catch your name.
Oh, it's Gerald. Gerald Green. Goodbye, Mr. Sharp. I'll see you again. Perhaps.
You have been listening to The Old Green Vegetables, written by Neil Arnott, directed by James Stevenson, starring D.G. Jones as Jack, David Swift as Norman, Andrew C. Husband as Gerald, and Catherine McDermott as Rosie. Join us next week for the second play of this season, Avocado Hand.